Unit 10. Revising a cover letter. Dialogue. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks.
Hello, Mrs. Katz.
Hirofumi, how nice to see you. It's been a while. So what brings you to the Career Development Center today?
Good to see you, too. Well, as you know, soon I'll have to look for a job.
That's right. How are your classes going? Are your grades okay?
Oh, fine, no problem. However, something else has been giving me a little trouble.
How can I help you? What's up?
Well, I've been working on preparing a resume and cover letter. I think my resume is okay, but I've been having trouble with the cover letter.
I can help you with that. What's the problem?
I'm having trouble writing about myself. I don't know how to promote myself effectively. Everything I write about myself seems boring, irrelevant, or even negative.
Okay, I know exactly what you mean. It's a pretty common problem. Could you give me a few examples of things you wrote about yourself in your cover letter?
Sure. Early in the letter, I wrote, "My dream is to become an engineer."
That's not so bad, actually. You're on the right track. The problem is that it's very general, so it doesn't say much about you. Anyone studying engineering could make the same statement. Why not make it more personal and detailed? For example, I know Professor Coleman has had a strong influence on you. So you could say, "During my freshman year at college, I was inspired by a professor whose work led to the development of a new type of artificial heart valve. I'd like to do the same type of groundbreaking and important work for your company as an engineer." If you write something like this, you're sharing something personal, and therefore it helps you to stand out from the pack of applicants applying for the same job.
Thank you. That sounds a lot better to me. Okay, how about this? A little later in the letter, I wrote, "I'm already a brilliant inventor, and you should hire me immediately."
Whoa! It's arrogant to call yourself brilliant. And "you should hire me" sounds like a demand. Not good.
I know, but I have no idea how to fix it.
Okay, how about something like this? "I feel that engineering skill is one of my strengths. For example, during my sophomore year, I was part of a team that won first prize in a university competition to solve a particularly difficult engineering problem. As an employee at ABC Industries, name of company, I would work hard every day to become a vital part of your team as well."
I see. With this answer, I have demonstrated that I am intelligent and capable without saying it explicitly. I've also implied that the company would benefit by hiring me rather than making a demand.
That's right. Are there any more examples you'd like to share that we can work on?
I do have one more. I saw an advertisement for a job that requires proficiency in English speaking ability. Although I don't speak English well, it's a really good job and I'd like to apply for it. So I wrote a cover letter that I was thinking about sending. In the letter I wrote, "To be honest, my English is terrible." Is that too negative?
It sure is. First of all, your English is pretty good. And of course, you shouldn't describe any of your traits so negatively in a cover letter. If you're applying for a job that has a requirement that you feel you can't quite fulfill, you should be honest, and then turn it into something positive that will impress the company.
How can I do that?
For example, you could say, "Although I'm an intermediate speaker of the English language, I am currently enrolled in night courses to improve my skills." With a statement like this, you demonstrate to the company that you're very willing to tackle your deficiencies head-on and work hard to improve them. The company may be impressed by both your honesty and your work ethic.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your help. I'll go rewrite my cover letter and sign up for some English classes.